Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Okay,
what's going down, dude?
Cool and working. How are you, man?
Oh, man, we doing good. We doing good, man. Now, check this out, bro. I mean, due to, and we gonna blame Stanham for this. We gonna blame Stanham, man. The music, for some strange odd reason, didn't come through. But we still want you on the show, man. We want you on the show. We want everybody to know what's going on with you. So, man, I mean, give us a little knowledge on what's happening with you, man. What you doing? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, right now I'm working. Got this single called Numbers featuring his Future. You know, it's buzzing real heavy in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta, too, so. The record picking up pretty good right now. Like, that's what I'm focused on. And
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing music since I was 14, really, but it's like, I done did a lot of stuff. I done produced on Plies album. I done did stuff with Samir, Terry Houston, Soulja Boy.
Damn. You got your foot in the door.
Yeah, I just ain't really, you know, reached what I needed to do off of it. So right now I'm just pushing myself.
Go ahead, bro. Oh, okay. Well, look, man, with all that, what do you see, like, your biggest holdback? I mean, it's like, you done ran off a couple of big names. So, what is your biggest holdback? I mean, as far as you concerned, now, you know, I know people feel your music, you know, because you wouldn't be in it if a motherfucker wasn't feeling you. But as far as you go, like, because I be wondering, like, me personally, I'd be like, man, you got motherfucking ghostwriters to be writing all these hits and all that, but they just don't come for that limelight. So what is your, as far as you go, what is your biggest, like, you feel like your biggest holdback?
Girls, man, these girls got me messed up, man.
Oh, damn, man, not the girls. Hold on, man, we gotta.
Wrong answer, man. You know, take your time and walk down here and fuck them all.
Hey, that real shit don't know. I think my biggest holdback is myself, though. I feel like I don't be taking it as serious as I should. Like, I just be, you know, how sometimes you get them records and you just feel like you're on top when really you're only as big as.
Okay. So, as far as it go now, like right now, what are you looking to accomplish right now? Because like I said, you said some pretty good names. So, what's your biggest thing now? You ready to kick the dough in, or you want to be there? You just want to be there, or you ready to kick this motherfucking dough down?
You still there?
This is the time that you're supposed to answer, bro.
Did y'all lose me? What you doing,
Is he still there?
He's still there. Don't hear him.
We can't hear you, brother, if you're talking.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
So must go
well,
on.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make it big. Go on. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
well. Hey, somebody gotta say something. You got quiet.
Right. I mean, goddamn. Okay, hold on, man. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? 563.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm just chilling, man.
Who is this?
This KB the Monster, man.
K KB the Monster. What's going down, KB?
Man, I'm just cooling, man. What's good?
Oh, man, you, man. You. Hold on, man, before we do one thing. We got another call on now. Mr. 770, who is this?
Yeah, this is A.I. the Crow, man, here with T-Jizzle.
T-Jizzle in the building, what's up?
Okay, T-Jizzle, what's going down?
Cooling, man, you know what I'm saying, watching the game right now.
Okay, man, don't rub it in, man, don't rub it in. I'm trying not to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be professional tonight and not even turn to this TV. So
okay,
I'm trying not. But now help me out, who winning?
Thunder up right now, man.
Oh, God damn. Oh, God damn.
Hey, but, you know, it's Miami all the way.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, now, here we go. KB, what's going on with you, dude?
Man, I'm just cooling back, man, trying to stay out this heat, man. It's hot.
Okay. KB, where you from, man?
Man, I'm from Davenport, man, Iowa.
Davenport, Iowa. God damn.
Yes, now, I gotta ask you, man.
I mean, I don't know too many big names that came from Iowa. So what's going
That's
on down
name.
There, man?
I know potatoes are good.
Right. My man say potatoes, but hey, what's going on down there in Iowa,
it
man?
It ain't all potatoes here, man. Don't get it twisted, man.
Right, and that's what we say is more in the corn than in Indiana. So
what's going on
down there, man?
Man, we out here trying to stay safe, man, trying to stay out them people way, man, and not get caught up in the system, you know what I'm saying? And we just trying to stay out here, man, and progress in life, man.
That's what's up. Now, I got to tell you now, and we're going to blame this on DJ Stanham. For some strange odd reason, the music didn't come through, man. So, but now, here's what I'm going to do. Now, if you brothers willing to listen to me tomorrow, listen to come on the show tomorrow, we have everybody music all squared away. You know what I'm saying? But for whatever our reason, the music didn't come through. It ain't our fault, though. So don't blame Sin City. Y'all blame DJ Stanham. Shout out to DJ Stanham, though. T-Jizzle.
Who's good, man?
Hold on, man. All right, this Father Time, I got to take a little bit of that blame, too, because me and Stanley work together, so it's a little bit on me, too, so.
All right, well, just don't blame Stanley.
Got to be fair about it, because I know y'all work with Stanley.
You blame Father Time.
Right. Put it on me, man. Not Stanley, man. Put it on me.
Asshole.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to blame Father Time. Fuck it. I don't care, as long as y'all don't blame Cass. just like I said once again, man, hey, like I said, I'm sorry for the mix-up, man. I mean, it was a little, like I said, man, just a little technical.
It's all love, man. It's all love.
You know what I'm saying? But we still glad to have y'all on the show. So,
yeah,
holler
at me,
man.
Good, man. Always a pleasure, man.
Holler at me, man. What's going on in your world? Where you from?
Well, first, man, I'm from South Carolina, man. From small town called Manor, South Carolina. I moved to Augusta, Georgia, so I rep Augusta, too. You know what I'm saying? It's the SCGA. I'm posted out in Atlanta right now, man. That's where I'm stationed at the time, man. So, you know, we're out here trying to get it every way possible.
All right, man. I got to ask you, dog. Being from down there, do they really do that Ric Flair dance all the time?
Ric Flair dance, man. They do all kinds of dances, man.
I mean, dog, because I was sitting there, and I'm like, man, I heard a motherfucking song called the Ric Flair. I was like, is y'all serious? Is this a real dance?
Man, they do all dances out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
We don't do no Ric Flair up in Naptown, man. You know what I mean?
I'm
from the Nap, Indianapolis, boy.
I feel you. But, dog, I'm sitting there like, I'm like the Ric Flair. I mean, God damn. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What they start doing that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I seen it on World Star. I'm like, and it said motherfuckers out of South Carolina, and the song was called Ric Flair, and I'm like,
yeah.
The wrestler. They did a dance off the wrestler. So I'm like, wow. I mean, by you saying that you was from there, man, I had to ask, was that shit really true?
Man, it could be, man. I have yet to find out myself.
Okay, that's what's up.
Let me ask all y'all a question.
Give me
your honest answer. When you first heard your song on the radio, what was your first thought? Anybody?
Man, first time I heard my song on the radio, I was like, about time. Man, I've been doing this for a minute. I mean, like, about time.
See, that's a real ass answer, though. I ain't even mad at you, bro. Shit, about time, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just look at it as a progression, like, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I'm saying? I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine what more I can do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I look at it more, you know what I'm saying, like motivation, you know what I'm saying, to do more, you know what I'm saying, and just keep doing my thing, man. Like my man said, progression, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man.
Right. Now, KB, you say you from Knapp, right?
No, I'm from Knapp.
I am.
Wait a minute, who said they was from Knapp?
AI, the Crow Man.
Okay, my fault, brother. And I'm ribbing them right now. I'm everywhere right now. All right, man. Now I'm down here in Knapp with you, bro. I'm down here in Knapp with you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man. Let me ask you something. Man. I ain't gonna lie to you. This ain't got nothing to do with hip hop. Why the hell are these Mexicans drive the way they drive down here, bro?
Hey, man, I can't even answer that. That's, like, rhetorical, man. Boy, they'll throw flames on the go-kart and drive that shit to post.
They think they in the Indy 500.
Dude, they almost tore the Navi up, dog. I'm like, oh, whoa.
It's like, not the Navi.
Right, I'm on 38, like, oh, motherfucker. Hey,
man, you know, so many people in a car, I don't think they can see out the back window.
That's a clock right there. Hey, that was what the fuck I'm talking about.
I seen some shit on True TV, man, you know what I'm saying, where they had pulled over a car of Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? I think it was somewhere, you know what I'm saying, like in Texas or something.
Yeah.
Like, man, I swear, Five Mexicans jumped out the back seat and they opened the trunk and it was like five kids in the trunk, man. They were smuggling them in.
We got them Mexicans. We got Arabs, Africans. I can't stand them, mother. I'm sorry to say, man. I know we supposed to come from Africa, but them some rude motherfuckers, man. I can't stand them sons of bitches. I really can't.
But see, in Minnesota, that's what you get in Minnesota. It's nothing but Africans.
Africans, it's everybody, man. This is a goddamn gateway. Everybody come through goddamn Minnesota. You got Arabs, Africans, goddamn Muslims, Hmongs, whatever they call them, Chinese, Ching.
You got
everybody.
Hold on a second.
We got all them motherfuckers.
Now, we got, okay, I ain't in front of the computer, man. Give me a rundown on who we got on the show right now. We got KB. KB, you from Iowa, right? Or Knapp?
Yeah.
What was it? KB,
I'm from
Iowa, right?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. A is from Knapp.
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
You got T Jizzle.
Okay. T Jizzle, you from South Carolina?
South Carolina, man.
And like, man,
oh,
man, I'm from Knapp.
Oh, my bad. That's
who else we got?
The first time I knew from Carolina.
Who else,
man?
Got
but it's crazy because like my younger years of life, I stayed in South Carolina, but then I moved to Georgia, like my ninth grade year. You know what I mean? Then I lived in Georgia ever since then.
Yeah, same here with me. I moved down to Georgia back in 2005, so I mean, like, I was born in that, but I could really say, you know, Atlanta kind of raised me because that's, you know, teenage years and growing up until your manhood, all stuff like that. You know what I mean, so hey, you know what I mean, A-Town part of me. I put it like
but
that.
But shout out to Augusta though, man. AUG, which y'all familiar with Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah. I am. We are now. No, I'm just fucking with you. That's like one of the major cities where it goes down there in Augusta, right?
Yeah, man. AUG, man. I went to high school in Augusta, man.
Yeah, but it's prejudice as hell down there though.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is blatant. Prejudice is crazy. But my point is this.
We got everybody on the show right now. It's from a different state.
For sure.
Because Sin City is the shit. We nationwide, baby.
Oh, you say, I'm about to say, you say the president is down now. Hey, you said the president is down there. I need to move down there. I'll change all their minds. Either that, they're going to try to hang. What the white women at?
But we nationwide, man. We nationwide, dog. We done branched out, man. We nationwide, baby.
And that's real. And that's real. But, hey, for real, though, man, like I said, we had technical difficulties tonight. But, man, I promise y'all fuck with us tomorrow. We got our music there. We going to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what time you talking about tomorrow? Same time.
You said
same
what time?
Time.
Same
yeah.
bad time, same bad channel, man. Like I said, that's my apologies.
Hold on a second. So, let me let y'all on the secret.
Same time or what?
Yeah, same time
okay.
as tonight. But I'm going to let y'all on the secret. Tomorrow is freaky night.
Freaky night.
All right?
Yeah.
We got the hot women on Wednesdays, man.
So what, man? I mean, you should send y'all some freaky shit then.
Oh, we got
the
freaky shit going on Wednesdays, man. Hey, we had hookups. We got. Y'all know who Bushwick Bill is, right?
Yeah.
We didn't hook Bushwick Bill up on this show, man. That's how we get down on Wednesdays, baby.
That's what's good.
I ain't lying.
Well, shit, I'm gonna check in.
That's what's up.
Do that, man.
Yeah, man, we gonna be here.
For sure, yeah. Man. Like I said, man, shout out to, hey, man, hey, please, hey, I'm asking y'all, please call back tomorrow, man. We're going to have y'all straight, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, little technical difficulties tonight, man. Bad, I mean,
hey, where the station, where it's located at? Like, where y'all station out of?
Oh, shit, man, we straight out of the Indiana area.
Oh, okay. Midwest.
Midwest.
Midwest. All right,
Indiana, Minnesota.
All right. More so Indiana. We ain't really fucking with Minnesota like that. We just more so
get
Indiana.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, like
that's
I said,
leave Indiana, the Rackless City.
Whatever, man. Like I said, man, y'all hit us up.
So,
hey, man, what's up? Y'all hit us up tomorrow, man. Like I said, man, same time, same channel. We're going to have y'all music set. And to top it all off, man, we have the freakiest motherfuckers. I mean, we got bisexuals, trisexuals. Y'all do know what trisexuals are, right?
We can go deeper in definition.
You say what now?
I said you can explain, you know, deeper definition if you would like to.
Oh, trisexual shit, they'll try anything. Shit, we got bisexuals and trisexuals on here Wednesday night. And when I say that they'll try anything, if y'all don't believe me, hit sincity.spruce.com, S-P-R-U-Z. They already on the site. Well, hey, and they looking for motherfuckers to get down with. All
right.
And they do travel. They do travel.
Okay.
Alright, P-Jizzle, KB, man. Make sure y'all hit us back tomorrow, man. All right.
Hey, y'all ain't got to hang up, man. Stay on the show.
Oh.
We want y'all. We want to involve y'all in this show, man. We just let you know tomorrow, I'm going to get y'all music on the playlist tomorrow, and we're going to bump it. You know what I'm saying? And get y'all a chance to talk about your tracks. But we want y'all to stay on the show tonight, if you got time.
Oh, yeah, I got time. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Don't hang up. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask y'all this. I always ask all the artists this. And I'm still waiting on a real answer. What goes on in the studio, man, other than making music? What else goes on in there? You got all the honeys running around. What y'all been doing?
I mean, the only thing that goes on besides making music is making history, man. For real.
Ain't nobody butt naked running around smoking blunts.
A little bit of loud, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty
they own little way they get into their zone when they go to the studio, whether, you know, you drink a little brew, smoke one, some people pop one. I mean, everybody get their own little thing, but some of that is needed for them to do what they do.
You know what I'm saying? Well, me personally, I don't too much want all that ruckus going on when I'm in the studio. I like to just, you know what I mean, zone out. I do what I got to do. I got to roll it up, of course. Park up, me and my nigga, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? Hear what kind of beats, what kind of production we looking at. And then just from there, man, it pretty much comes easily, man. You know what I mean? After that.
So y'all trying to say y'all ain't never fucked in the studio. Thanks for your answer. Come on now, stop the bullshit, man. I'm hitting y'all like hostile witnesses right now. You really saying you ain't never fucked in a goddamn studio?
Yeah. Hey man, alright, it was probably about, let me see, I'll say about 6 months ago in the studio.
Yeah,
I mean, but you ain't answered. I said a lot of shit go down in the studio, but yeah.
Go down beside the record.
Even play that T-Pain shit, I was playing my shit. You know what I mean? You won't be needing those in that dripping. You know what I mean? Hey, you gotta hear that shit. You need to get some ass. It's on.
So, see, that's all I'm asking. I mean, you in the booth. You laying down. You've been working on your song for the last hour. You laid it down. You got everything laid down. You in the booth. You just ready to come out the booth. She walk in. Tight ass dress on. I know somebody trying to hit. Song already laid down. You already laid the song down.
How much can you think when you fucking, man? You really can't think.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
So you can think when you fucking.
No, listen. You go to Sin City.
Yeah, about fucking. But what else you thinking about at the time when you fucking?
I'm thinking about money, shit.
That money and fucking. Other than that.
No, listen, man, I'm going to tell you what you do. You go to SinCity.Sruz.com, go to the videos, and you see my man busting old girl down, busting straight up lyrics. Why he hitting
Yeah.
He did a 4-minute freestyle, and he just fucking the shit out of her.
Yes, he did.
Four-minute freestyle, why he fucking her.
That's bad motherfucker.
And ain't miss a beat. Motherfucker didn't miss a beat. It's right there on sensitive.spruce.com, man. Go to the video section, and you'll trip out on this motherfucker, man. He straight freestyle all while he was fucking him.
So he's fucking freestyling like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, man. I wish I was a rapper, man, so I could get all the women, man. I know y'all got groupies, right? I want some groupies, too. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't y'all give me one of y'all groupies for a couple of days?
Man, you can have them. You can have them, man.
Let me ask you, man, the hardest part as far as, like, doing these shows, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I know wherever y'all from, you know, whether it's South Carolina, Annapolis, wherever you from, man, I mean, I know motherfuckers say, okay, you know, I know motherfuckers see y'all and say, he got talent. I know he got talent. I know he finna make it. So I'm finna just, I mean, how can you distinguish them groupies from them old gold-digging-ass bitches?
I mean, really, man, only time will tell, man. I mean, if you gonna even take the time to, you know, get to know a female, you gotta spend a little time with it, because you can't really just judge a book by its cover, man. You know what I mean? Some of them might be looking kind of hoish and actually end up being ladylike and blow you away. Like, damn. But then, you know, you do got gold diggers out there.
Right, okay. But now you said spend time. Well, what about the ones that want you to spend that motherfucking merch?
Hey, man, you got to show me you deserve that, because, shit, I'm getting that off top for real. I mean, If I'm really feeling you or something like that, you know, I might be, you know, a little generous. Man, we go out here maybe, you know, once in a while. But
let's just say you get a, and I'm just throwing a number out there. Let's just say you get $100,000 check today. You got $100,000. You know what I'm saying? The hood know you got this money. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you done bought your whip.
or you didn't do whatever you gonna do. You didn't put moms in our crib. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure everybody gonna take care of mom first, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now you see these hoes coming in. You see these hoes coming in grown. I mean, these hoes coming. They like shit. I mean, how you distinguish which one you gonna fuck with and which one you just gonna bust down?
Hey, I mean, well, now, I mean, you know, like, groups of hoes and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's not like you can't help everybody. That's even in the 48 laws of power. Yeah, I mean, you can't help everybody, dog. If, hey, she got to show me that she down for me, you show me down for me, you loyal, whatever. First of all, I got to trust your ass. If I could trust you, hey, it's whatever.
Fellas, I'm going to tell you now. I mean, this from your boy, Cass. I ain't trusting none of them. I'm busting them all down.
My nigga.
That's how I be, though.
You feel me? What? I'm only 23, bro. I'm cooling.
Oh, 23?
I'm
23
years old, bro.
You
know, man.
23? I was fucking anything with titties and pussy.
Hey, it's my nigga.
I wasn't as desperate as him, now, because he fucking around and caught a couple of motherfucking post-ops. But,
Black triple crazy is a dumb fat lazy. I didn't give a rat's ass. Everybody needs goddamn dick.
Now, at 23, dog. 23, you got your career going. I mean, dude, how do you stay focused?
To continue to make sure I don't slack off my music, because when I slack off my music, it just give me time to open up, like, to other shit. You feel me? If you consistently do what you been doing, then, how would you slip up? You know what I mean? If I'm always doing that, this is, like, the only thing I do. I mean, I do photography on the side as well. Photos by Crow, man, you can check me out. But music, that's my main passion. That's what I'm going to continue to do no matter what. My main goal ain't to go out here and get signed and be number one. Like, I mean, everybody want to be number one, but I do this because I love to do it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Hey, Kev, can I ask a question, man?
Go ahead, bro.
With you being so young, man, how you not get caught up in this young, stupid shit? Because I see these young boys a lot nowadays. It's not all, but it's quite a many of them, man. Out here in the streets doing stupid shit. Taking them new drugs. Bath salt. I ain't never heard of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How you keep yourself from doing that, man?
So
talking to
the 23
young man.
I mean, it's like, man, I might smoke some weed kind of time, but that's it, you feel me? I mean, nowadays, weed stronger than what it used to be. Not nobody smoking me no more. You know what I mean? You blowing that loud.
Right.
That's all
yes,
I
sir,
need
right
now.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you doing that bath salt or whatever, then you on another level. Trip.
But how you keep your...
Okay,
I mean,
now what about... Oh, hold on a second, Wick. What about the rest of you guys? How do you guys stay grounded, man? How you stay out of the madness out in these streets?
Well,
I mean, y'all being artists, y'all go from city to city, town to town. How you stay out of that madness?
Well, man, the most important thing to me is, man, is keep surrounding yourself with positive, you know what I'm saying, energy. People that's, you know what I'm saying, level-headed, you know, be on all wild shit, man, just so you can stay focused.
Okay. Anybody else want to chime in on that one?
Me personally, man, you know, I done already done my share, you know what I'm saying, trouble, you know what I'm saying, and I just learned from my mistakes, you know what I'm saying, and shit, I just keep moving forward, you know what I'm saying? I'm still here. I ain't locked up, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living. So I'm happy, man. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I mean, I don't know, man.
Okay, now that leads me up to this. Now, we asked some artists this a couple weeks ago. I want to get y'all feedback on it. What if it's one of your guys, somebody your entourage that's fucking up? How do you handle that one? I mean, this could be your man from way back.
Yeah, let him know.
Man, gonna do what he's gonna do. You know what I'm saying? But you just let him know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. But a grown man always gonna do what he want to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can't control nobody.
Gotta let him know, man. Whether you got to pull him to the side and, you know, tell him one-on-one. I mean, but you got to let him know, especially if it's a problem, because if you don't change, it's going to continue to mess him up. And if you are part of him, you should let him know.
Okay. With that being said, Father Time, I'm tired of you fucking this show up.
Oh, I ain't tired of this. Well, I'm part of the entourage now, huh?
I'm tired of you fucking show up, man. I mean, I'm listening to my mans and them. They doing their thing. They telling me what I need to do. Dude, you got to straighten up or get the fuck out. KB, did I do it right? KB, did I do it right?
Let that nigga know what it is, man.
Let him know what it
is. Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. You ain't building this shit by yourself. We did this shit together.
Yeah, but you fucking up.
You ain't do this shit by yourself.
You fucking up, man.
You fucking up.
Yeah. Blame the black man. Black man always gets blamed for the bullshit.
I blame somebody.
Yep, blame the black man.
I ain't taking the blame.
And you blacker than me, motherfucker.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, check this out, man. Like I said, man, look here. Once again, man, like I said, it was a pleasure having y'all on the show. And I promise y'all, man, if y'all call back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, I guarantee we're going to have y'all music on here. We're going to go in depth with each song. We're going to let everybody know what the people feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, I just want to reiterate, man, if y'all call in tomorrow, man, we definitely going to have y'all right. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And that's what's up, man, for real.
The word is re-emphasize, man, not reiterate. Re-emphasize, dog. We want to re-emphasize that.
Man, you know you're old enough, you probably wrote the motherfucker down.
That motherfucker don't know shit. I said he
typing in the words right now in the computer, getting that dictionary turn.
And if you know what reiterate mean, that mean I want to say it again. You motherfucker, don't tell me my words.
Reemphasize.
Reiterate. Whatever. It's the same thing. Like I said, like KB and PG Zizzle them said, you fucking up.
Yeah, I need dictionary. He's just trying to tell y'all something. Fuck all them goddamn high-term words. Fuck that shit.
He's just trying to tell y'all something.
My job is to correct people when they're wrong, man. That's my job. I'm doing my job.
Oh my goodness.
See, that's the good thing about me working. That's the good thing about me working the switchboard. I can put him on mute when I want.
Too bad he can overrule that shit.
Nah, he can't overrule shit.
Talk about that cocksucker then, the big head.
Unattractive
motherfucker. You can't say nothing?
All right, see, now I'm going to be nice and let him back in. Like, you're going to be a good boy.
Cass said that shit.
Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, man, one more thing, man. Just want to say, follow me at Amal N, you know what I mean? That's it's IMALL_IN. Y'all can do that ASAP. I follow back, you know what I mean? Team, follow back, shout out.
That's what's up.
Say it one more time, man. Say it one more time.
At Amal N, IMALL_IN. That's me, A.I. the Crow, man.
What's up? What you got coming out? Let's do it like that. Yeah, what you got? What's your next project up?
I'm about to shoot the video for the song me and TJ are going to be performing down there in Nashville called A Lot. And that song is just like real inspirational. I mean, everybody can relate to it. We actually just performed that last night at Jay's, J-Max, you know what I mean? Down at Southside College Park in Atlanta, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, y'all look out for that, man. Like, we going in. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, what about you, KB? What you got on deck?
Man, I'm, shit, about to shoot this video, trying to shoot this video for On Top of My Shit, man. The first single, man, I just dropped the second single last weekend, Get It. Be working on that pretty soon, man. And, shit, just performing and trying to, you know, get this shit all the way together, man. But the shit is coming together pretty nice, man.
Okay, that's what's up. Who am I forgetting?
Who's left?
T Jizzle.
You forgot I, what
did
you?
What
you got on deck? What's your next project?
Well, first, man, follow me at T Jizzle, T_GIZZLEDA.
Now, you gotta slow that a little bit slower. The old man got out the right and kind of slow.
My bad. It's at T.
He's like 90 years old, man.
Hey, let him finish,
T_GIZZLEDA, man. The man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm just, like I said, man, like my man AI said, man, we got this a song a lot. That's doing real good right now, man. We just pushing that, about to shoot a video coming up soon. And I got my little solo project I'm working on also, so, man, it's looking up from here.
That's what's up, man. Well,
hey, man,
I'm glad your brother's doing something positive.
If anybody else,
man,
out there listening, you know what I'm saying, they can also request our song on 1063mobileradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Go and request a lot, man. You'll see it as soon as you get on there.
Yeah,
I'm
on.
All right, that's what's up. Now, let me ask y'all this. I didn't forget nobody, did I? Let me
make sure I didn't forget nobody. Man,
you know you got an old timer. All right, now, who would y'all like to work with, dead or alive? Who would you like to work with, dead or alive?
Dead or alive, man.
Dead or alive, as far as artists go.
Man, of course Tupac, man, because, you know, Tupac is like one of the most influential like artists today, still today. So I mean, of course, Tupac and Biggie, y'all. I mean, both of them. Really, nobody specific, man. I just love all the music. But man, anybody open work, I mean, I'm down.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of background.
Yeah, man, it's AI again, man. Hey, I want to work my partner Jeezy, man. Jeezy going in. 2 Chainz going in, too, man. 2 Chainz. Oh, Wiz, man. Wiz Khalifa. Shout out to Wiz. Hey, he going in, too. Damn, I really can't choose.
All right,
well,
let me simplify
for you. Who you don't want to work with? Who you going to discard for?
Oh, man, who I don't want to work with? What's that one dude named Lil B? Ain't that him? Yeah, Lil B, 50 Tyson. Let me see. Who else? I don't know, man. Yeah, by the way, people rap that I'm not going to do nothing with you. People be sending me songs, and if it's garbage, I'm not doing nothing with it.
Alright. Anybody else? Anybody want to chime with who they don't want to work with?
I don't know, man. I really can't say right now. I don't know.
Fat Joe. I'm not doing a song with Fat Joe.
You
said
doing a song with Fat Joe.
Nah, it's over. Give it Nick Cannon.
Nick Carey, call him right now.
Thing is, I would do a song with Soulja Boy. This TG talking. TG.
I would actually do a song with Soulja Boy, you know what I mean? Because I kind of, you know what I mean? I've seen Soulja Boy grow up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's all good. But I would not do a song with Lil B. It's over.
Nah.
That's a dead.
What? Who the? I don't even know who the hell is Lil B. What y'all say? B? B? What
Lil
the hell
B.
is he saying?
I don't know, man.
Exactly.
Niggas on
exactly.
some other shit.
Oh, and then, hey. Brian Pumper's name. Ain't that a name? Brian Pumper's, you know what I mean? I'm a porn star with the fake jewelry and shit. Don't make no videos. Don't be around and shit. No. Get out of here.
Dude, that looks like a Lord.
Okay, man. You got a lot of artists that's doing songs with R&B artists. Who would y'all work with as far as R&B go? Like, I know R. Kelly does a lot of songs with rappers.
Man, I work with Akon. I work with Avant. Yeah, I mean, I even go back to Genuine, Joe, Case, Sweat, Joe, my back.
I like
you know what I mean? Keep Sweat. Goddamn.
I like Anthony Hamilton. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I like
yeah.
Anthony Hamilton. I will work with Anthony Hamilton.
Hey, Music Soul Child.
I'll bring Aaron Hall back.
Yeah.
Ooh, I bring Aaron Hall back, man. They wouldn't even think I know nothing about that.
Didn't nobody say Kills? Does nobody want to pee on nobody?
Man, Kills.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry.
Nobody.
Oh, wait a minute, man. Nobody going to work with Kills. Come on, now.
Yeah,
y'all know
R. Kelly
put out there hits.
The man's talented, man. He just be having to pee at certain times, right?
I mean, Trey Songz, Chris Brown, all them boys, man. Drake, I mean, it's all good, man.
Wait a minute, I thought Drake was a rapper.
Hey,
he been drinking all
he's a
cat.
Single rapper.
Hold on. But shit, he sang too, so I mean, hey, get it.
Okay, now what about ain't nobody mentioned no females. What about
yeah,
the females
about
that's out there?
Ooh, hey man, it's Hey again. Just let me do one track with Kerry Hilson, and it's on. It's on.
We'll say one track with Whitney, huh?
Hey,
you
I wish I
Kerry
could,
Hilson.
Man. How you didn't say that live? Of course, Whitney. You know what I mean? Of course, that.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I
Leah, let me get a little bit with Kerry Hilson, too.
Who?
Hey, I do some with Lady Gaga, too, man. Just be like, bam, what a dude, more fans, what's happening? Shit.
All right, now I'm glad you brought up Lady Gaga. Let me ask y'all a question. Is it just me, or is Nicki Minaj garbage? Is it just me?
I don't know. I can't say that, man. I can't say
she's
garbage.
She doing the same shit. She doing the same shit Lil' Kim was doing 10 years ago.
That just true, man.
Hey, I mean, everybody say history has a way of repeating itself, but she ain't doing the exact same thing. I mean, she's trying that old little trend, whatever. She got a little different style, the way she dress and shit like that. Lil' Kim was straight out with it, straight sexy and shit like that, but ain't really two different people.
I say the bro quit crazy. When I saw on that one, she did that award show with the priest and all that, she offended all every goddamn race, every Baptist, Christian, everybody, man. That she kind of crazy, man. I don't even find that sexy. I find that crazy.
Nicki.
Hey. I don't know.
Oh, no, man. I just, she sounds crazy as hell to me.
Nicki the baddest girl in the game right now.
Nicki Minaj?
Say she the baddest chick in the game?
Yes, she
really
is.
Really, she is right now.
Well, yeah, probably because so many teenagers are listening to her. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, who really fuck
who?
With Nicki? Like, female-wise, who really is fuck with Nicki? Especially female rapper-wise.
It really ain't no female rapper. Besides,
it really ain't, man. I mean, Trina used to go in, but where she been? She been doing a little somewhere.
She was fucked by all the rappers.
Foxy Brown, where she at?
Yeah.
Well, the Brat. Yeah. Where you at? Where you at, Brat? Not all I see.
So you queen of Nicki Minaj, you saying she the queen because there really ain't nobody out there fucking with her.
Ain't nobody
in
the queen.
Her, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she write all her shit. I don't know, but I mean, she sounds good doing it. She holding it down. Especially
she
be a female.
Right. She the one eating right now. She getting it right now.
I guess it's just me. I don't like it. I don't like a voice.
Man, let me put this out there, man. It's TJ. I know one female artist that I really want to work with, man. That's a rapper, man. Diamond from Crime Mob, man. I really want to do a song with her, man. Shouts out to Diamond. If you're listening, let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout it out, Diamond ATL. What it do? She already following. Actually, yeah. If not, Diamond, follow your boy. I'm still all in. I'm all in again.
Oh well, hey man, y'all see the show last night though. Love and Hip Hop, what y'all think about it? ATL, hey, what's the producer name, man? Jay Cornicash. Who? Stevie J or something, man. That dude, hey, come on now. I'm all for being a player. I'm all for doing your player shit, but come on, man. This dude is off the chain.
Yeah, man. I ain't got nothing to say to him.
That dude is off the chain, man. That dude is something, man. I'm like, damn, he get players a black eye. I'm sorry. I'm going to just put it out there. The man give a play. He get player game a black eye. You going to get on national TV and do this shit? Come on, man. That's
yeah, what the hell? What did he do?
I'm a trending topic.
That's that Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I wanted to watch that shit today. Fuck.
That shit came on tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to watch that. It came on.
I called it last night. I call the last thing. Your man Stevie J. That dude is off the chain.
You know, some stupid shit. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that shit. I said that I don't watch some reality shows, but I said I wanted to watch that one.
Yeah, that shit looks great right there, though.
You know they.
All right, let me jump in on this, and I'm gonna start with you, T-Chizzle.
Word.
Now here in Sin City, we always say you should be able to laugh at your stuff.
Uh-huh.
So give us one of your stories, man. Actually, I'm gonna throw it to my man so y'all know what we're talking about. Go ahead, man. Give him a story about Wick, dog. Yeah, give him a story about Wick so they know what we're talking about.
I ain't gonna give him no story about Wick, man.
But now what I'm getting a story about is my man Dizzle. I got a guy named Dizzle, man. This is my dog. Motherfucker called me, right? I'm at home chilling with my girl. He called me like, "Hey, bro, come pick me up." I'm like, "Shit, what's up, man? What's going on?" He like, "Man, I'm finna beat this bitch ass." I'm like, "You finna beat who ass?" He like, "My girl." I'm like, "You finna beat her ass?" I'm like, where y'all at? And they like, "Shit, we at the hospital." I said, "Hold on, man. Y'all already at the hospital? You already whipped her ass?" He like, "Nah, man, but I'm about to beat this bitch ass." So I'm like, "Dog, hold on, man. What's going on?" He like, "Man, this bitch gonna get in front of these motherfucking doctors and tell me shut the fuck up." I said, "Well, wait a minute. What the fuck is y'all doing at the hospital? She having the baby right now, dog." I said, "Wait a minute, she in labor?" He like, "Yeah, she in labor." And I'm telling her she needs to calm down. She gonna tell me shut the fuck up. I'm like, "Dude, your girl is in labor. She hurting." "Nah, man, don't no bitch talk to me like that. I don't give a fuck if this bitch in labor or not. I'm finna whoop this bitch ass right motherfucking now." Dude, I had to literally get up, go to the hospital, and grab this motherfucker and stop him from beating this girl's ass. Dude, you can't tell me this ain't no wild motherfucker.
No doubt. Now, hold on. I'm going to give y'all a little story about my man, Cass, the host of the show, one of the hosts, the co-host of the show.
You the co-host.
I'm over at his crib. Him and his girl get into it, right? Now, she's standing about, I don't know, a good 15, 18 feet away from where he's standing, right? He turns his back, and she picks up a vase from about 18 feet and popped him square in the back of his motherfucking head. From about 18 feet. Now tell me that ain't a once in a lifetime shot to stand 18 feet from a motherfucker and pop him square smack in the middle of his motherfucking back of his head. Is that a once in a lifetime shot or what? She couldn't do that shit. They couldn't pay her to do that shit again. They hit him in the exact spot, right smack in the middle of his head.
Kid, like, I feel like that goddamn nut. That shit ain't fucking.
And to top it off, she hit him so hard, he staggered out the door with no shoes on. It's like 12 feet of snow outside. He laying in the snow, holding the back of his motherfucking head. I'm his boy. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm cracking up on the inside, but I'm laughing, right?
This motherfucker, dog, this motherfucker, hold on, man, let me tell you. This motherfucker on some bullshit, she want to talk slick in front of her people, so I talk slick back. You know what I'm saying? So she want to, and that, you can't out-talk me. She mad because she can't out-talk. So now, she want to use Mexico. All right, well, she must have hit his ass again.
Oh, shit, caught him with that Ric Flair clothesline.
Now she doing
his ass with a shoe.
Hey, now she doing the strut, nah.
He probably got his back turned to fuck his ass with a shoe. Oh, you talking about me, motherfucker?
Motherfucker.
All right, fellas, give me a funny story, man. Right, y'all scared to laugh at yourselves, man. I know somebody got a funny-ass story about themselves.
Man, about ourselves or about something?
A situation.
Well, like a situation or what?
Well, you can go back and laugh at it. I mean, it probably wasn't funny at the time, but when you look back on it, it was funnier than the motherfucker when you look back on it. Just give me one.
He's still two. The wound's still open, man. They can't tell right now. The wound's still open.
Come on, now I know somebody got one. They can laugh at themselves.
All right, man. Look.
Shit.
Early in the morning, I swear, it's like, first of all, I got my other chick at the crib. You know what I mean? Anyway, I get this guy like 8 in the morning, like, what you doing? I'm like, what's up, man? She's like, I'm about to come over your house. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? I'm just waking up. I'm like, no, you ain't. And then I'm like, man, hold on. I'm like, where you at? She's like, I'm like 15 minutes away. I'm like, man, hey, let me call you right back. You know what I mean? Picked up a call, Jizzle. I'm like, hey, bro, I got some hoes for you. And they like, shit, what's up? I'm like, shit, they want to come over to your crib. And they like, well, shit, y'all come in like 30 minutes. And I'm like, what'd you say, 30 minutes or an hour?
Well, man, I said they didn't come like an hour. Well, 30 minutes to an hour.
It wasn't your time frame.
I give him the cue to tell him when to come and whatnot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he waited for a minute, and then he texted my address and shit. So, I mean, probably as soon as he texted, I heard a knock at my door. Like, doom. You know what I'm saying? So I go to the door to see two girls and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, can I help y'all?
Yeah,
you feel me? So I let them in, man. You know what I'm saying? Let them in. Bottom line is, these hoes, man, have nowhere to go. These hoes trying to pin on us, want us to buy food for them, all kinds of shit. We chilling in the room. Next thing you know, we hear pots and pans clicking. These hoes trying to cook something to eat. Hey,
we just eat up all the peanut butter crunch and everything. You feel me?
not the peanut butter crunch. Oh, that's a fighter. Father Time fight.
Not the penis on the front.
Oh, yeah, he's the
father of the
child.
Father Tyler put them bitches out.
Father Tyler put them bitches out. Hey, Father Tyler came in there like, hey, dude, you need to tell them bitches to leave, dude.
Hey, man, we got rid of that lighter, bro. We had to, because after that shit, I'm like, nah, y'all got to go. Y'all got to go. I'm watching TV. I hear bows clicking, you know what I mean? Cereal on the floor, bitch making pizza and shit. I'm like, ah, hell no.
So they made themselves home, huh?
Nah, man, you got to get out of here, you little leech.
Yeah, man, did they even ask?
Well, yeah, was they fucking at least?
Of course. That wouldn't have been over at all, but they were doing too much extra stuff, man.
When they were in your kitchen, did they even ask? Did they even say, can I get a bowl of Captain Crunch? Did they even ask?
Man, hell nah, they caught me by surprise.
Father Todd kicked the motherfucker out for drinking a beer.
I kind of they was hungry because they was over it by like 12 hours or so. They was over it for a minute, though. I know they got hungry.
So they ate your whole goddamn box. They was looking for the fries.
You bet you got ingredients out.
See, that's what, hey, what I call them? I call them Hoovers. That's a Hoover right there.
Call them Hoochies.
No, Hoover. Trying
like
to suck up anything. Yeah, anything you got. They trying to suck it all up.
Exactly, man. I call them leeches. They just try to stick to your head. Don't want to go nowhere. Like, get off me. You know what I mean?
Put them bitches out, man. Time to go. Y'all got to go.
Double fire.
You know what I'm saying? First thing, how do you know where my bowls was at in the first place? You know what I'm saying?
Shit, while you was in the back, you was watching. She was looking all around the room. Hey, man, because I swear I'm watching TV, man. I got my partners over here just chilling. And I just started hearing some shit in the kitchen. Like, I get up, man. I go in the kitchen. It's everything. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
But hey, you ain't hungry. Y'all only cooked enough for me.
Oh, man. I'm like, all right, y'all just ate. Get out, man. Look, y'all ready? You feel me?
You got to put everybody out now, man. Everybody got to go.
You got to make like
it's bold as hell, man. That's some bold ass. They bold as hell.
Man, it's over. Two leeches, man. Can't don't
was
need
them. Was they hot? Was they tight?
They cool, but they ain't that cool.
What would you put them? I know that dropped a couple of notches for eating out your refrigerator when I asked her. So before she ate out of your refrigerator, which 1 to 10?
1 through 10, I give it like an 8.
After she ate out your refrigerator, what you give her?
She ate in my refrigerator, bro. I didn't even know her no more. She just had a deal. Stranger in my house.
You have to figure she had to be at least an 8 for the motherfucker to even let her get to the refrigerator. So you think she had to be at least an 8?
Man, it's over. She's just taking advantage. Chips Ahoy's all gone. Double roll.
Double roll.
She had to go when she fucked with the Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
but
man.
She was cold for that, huh?
Don't fuck with my motherfucking Crunch, man.
Fuck with the Captain Crunch over the pill. Yeah, it was a wrap, boy. Hey, we got their ass off faster in a bit. I mean, we didn't care how much gas it took. Where you going? I mean, Marietta? All right. I mean, we in Lawrenceville right now.
You don't have to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Shit.
That's
crazy. Yeah. All right, you back, man. You want to finish your story, man? I lost you for a second there.
You talking to me?
My neck in my back.
Yeah, you was telling your story, man, and we kind of lost you.
I fucked that story.
Getting your ass whooped. Oh, damn.
Oh, Boston hit you in the back of the head with a shoe.
Who the fuck? I didn't get hit with no shoe. I got hit with a bank.
don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
Brother, what shoe you talking about, man? I lost y'all for a second.
Yeah, the future.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. See, we all understand, but you don't, so don't worry about it. It's an inside thing.
Understand it. Fuck you. Okay, well, now since we on story, let me ask my fellas something. Now, check this out. Y'all sound like y'all know how to get down with the women, right? Y'all know how to, you know, do that tag team thing, right?
Oh, I already know what you're going
to say. Y'all know how to do that, right, Dizzle?
Tag team, okay, can you
elaborate on that? Right, because I see the way your boy threw it to you, and you automatically knew, like, okay, all right, let me...
Yeah, for sure, yeah, all day.
Okay, but now, let me ask you this. When a motherfucker want to just be hoggish, and just, instead of just going do what he got to do and get the fuck on up out of there,
I mean,
when do you tell a motherfucker, hey, man, you're doing too much?
Oh, man, dog. It's funny that you said that, because we just had a situation like that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Me and my man, AI tight. So, you know what I'm saying? We roll, you know, that's how we roll, you know what I mean? So, we had these girls. We was at this party and shit, you know what I mean? So, we ran up on my home, my partner, and he had a girl. Matter of fact, he had two girls with him, and it's him and his partner. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? When we was in the party, his girls was vibing with us. You know what I mean? So, shit, we just chilling with them, kicking back, you know what I'm saying? So, my other homeboys, they was about to leave the party early, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? They was looking at us like, we don't want to leave right now. We want to stay, you know what I mean? We want to stay with y'all. So, guy, now he kind of rushed off and kind of pretty much pulled those with him, you know what I mean? Get him up out of there, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We got a number, though, but her phone was there, so we had to call him, you know what I mean? Man, we calling this man. He ain't picking up the phone. He ain't texting back. We texting him like, what's up? Like, what's up with the girls? You know what I'm saying? Because it's already a go. But this man bullshitting, man. He BSing us, man. And then he got the nerve to call back the next day like, oh, you should have been there. Like, oh, man.
So, in other words, he fell in love with the pussy, right?
Basically.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, because my man here on the phone, you know, my partner, my co-host.
Yeah.
He had a real bad problem with that.
Say what?
Yeah. you forgot about that bust down that everybody that everybody had that you tried to make love to.
Who you talking about, man? Give me your name.
Sugar. I'm gonna say Sugar.
What about him? I remember the night. What about him?
I mean, how are you the only one in there? Everybody done busted down, but you the only one want to sit there and make love to him.
That's the type of motherfucker I am, man.
You want to slow dance with the motherfuckers that everybody done bust down.
A lot of percolator going on.
I mean, how do you tell your partner, stop trying to save these hoes?
Oh, I
didn't
have to
say
the
whole. Yeah, man. You're pointing cash on. I feel like.
I just let them do what they do, man.
Just let them say the whole.
Hey, that's what he wants, man. It might be his perfect match or something. Might be.
Well, how can it be his perfect match if we didn't bust everybody, the whole crew done busted down already?
He might not be used to that, man.
Yeah, but. All right, now everybody else been fucked off NWA, and he in there singing Tender Love to
us. Tender Love, Tender Love.
He's like, yeah, if everybody done busted, man, you can't spend that much time with her. And, nah.
Hey, you cannot make this your old lady. I mean, even for the night, you can't make it up your old lady for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, man. Y'all talking like I ain't even on the motherfucking phone.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Who is this again? Oh, okay. It wasn't even that type of party, man.
All right, okay. Well, let's go to another one then.
Okay. Not another one.
Then we go to another one?
Not another one.
Huh?
Do you want to go to another one?
Cool. Give me a name.
Pumpkin.
What about, I like Pumpkin.
We all did. Everybody hit it. That's what I'm saying. Right? Yes, we all liked them.
Ain't nobody, everybody hit Pumpkin. Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody hit Pumpkin. Shit.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, Leo threw up on our back.
No, that was Jimmy he threw up on.
He threw up on Pumpkin too.
No, he did. That was Jimmy, dude.
Okay, now, all right, KB, let me ask you. KB, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, KB, check this out. You and your boy, y'all out, right?
Yeah.
Y'all all out. You know what I'm saying? Your boy walks up to you and say, hey, I don't want nobody else fucking with this broad. Leave her alone. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping up with you.
Okay. It's hurting me to say this. But she's a stripper. You really gonna tell
right.
me not to fuck with this girl?
Yeah, that's wild, man.
You gonna tell me not to fuck with a stripper? I'm in love with a stripper.
That's her job, ain't it?
Right. She's supposed to fulfill my fantasy.
Nah, motherfucker. Not if you my boy, she ain't supposed to fulfill your fantasy.
That motherfucker knows what she get paid to do. She's fulfilling fantasies before she met
you. Not with nobody I know. That's my thing.
Okay, all right. We done had this argument about... We've had this argument going on for 20 years now.
All right, let's ask them. All right,
exactly.
All right, dog. Your boy roll up on you. He digging her. You know what I'm saying? You know
now,
what
hold on, hold on. Let it all be told now. Motherfuckers been hit before.
That ain't true.
Nigga, I hit that. What are you talking about?
That's not true. He think he was the first one to hit it.
No, he was not. He know he wasn't the first one to hit it. Now, come on. Bullshit aside. Now, you knew you wasn't the first one to hit that, right?
Anyway, fellas, let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
We rolling. I ask you. We tight. We boys. We homies. I say, hey, man, I'm kind of digging her, man, so, you know, don't fuck with her.
What's stripper?
It don't
now
matter, man.
I already said
you know what she do for a living. You know what she do for a living. Okay, she's a stripper.
Now, hold on. All bullshit aside, motherfuckers been hit before.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
So we can't hit
you
no
more. Can I finish my question?
I don't know, because you're not saying everything.
I'm presenting the question to the guys that's on the show right now.
I will present it right. Present it right.
We boys. We tight. I'm liking this stripper. We know I'm into the strip club. I like this stripper. So I asked you as a friend. I'm like, yo, I'm kind of digging her, man, so don't fuck with her. What do? Do you fuck with her anyway? Or do you respect what I asked you not to do?
Hold on, man.
Like,
I don't
know,
man. It's
just going to
ride butt naked. You know what
I'm saying? Shit. Before y'all get a political answer, I'm going to get a real answer. I'm going to say you a goddamn
man.
Fool.
Come on, man.
Yeah, first of all, ain't nobody in my circle going to say nothing like that. We go out. We know we in the strip club. Ain't none of my partners going to be like, hey, man, I like her, man. So don't dance or nothing. I want her. Right? They say that he got weed.
But I'm saying though, if it did come down to that, would you respect what your boy asked you to do? And not fuck with her, would you be like, well, fuck him, I already fucked some of fuck her again? That's the question.
First of all, one of my homies said that. I'd be like, all right, cool, we out, you stay here.
All right, but now.
But now let me ask you. Now, she comes to us the next week and we like that now. You, we come, she comes to us the next week. Hey, anybody want to dance? And we like, nah, cause you know, you his woman. But now she like, shit, this my money. Shit,
right.
Yeah, he ain't gonna stop my money. So now who do you check, her?
Well, man, that's her job, man. Her job is to shake that ass for a little bit of cash, man.
Yeah, Father Ty couldn't be a pimp. He's fucking right, kill the goddamn clown. Nigga, what the fuck you doing, motherfucker? Get your goddamn dick out my motherfucking wife's mouth.
Get your cock out of my fucking tank. Get your cock out of my tank, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you definitely think the lover. You a lover. Ain't nothing wrong with it, dog. I wish I could be a lover.
Hold on now. Before we get, because we gonna end this after tonight. Tonight, this will not come up again after tonight.
Yeah, because you an asshole.
KB.
How dare you fuck his woman?
I know.
You know he loves her.
No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, your KB. Dick was in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure your dick gets cleaner one way or another. It was that. You better be glad I can't go fingerprint no more.
All right,
it's all over that motherfucker.
KB, Jizzle. Hey, what do y'all say, man? Y'all give us a verdict on this, because we not discussing this no more after tonight.
Yeah, because he gonna fuck around and kill you. I know, hey, don't do it.
This
hey,
shit was
20
years ago, man.
I'm telling.
No, I mean, I'm saying we not going to discuss it no more after tonight, but I'm just saying we getting these worldly men's opinions. KB Dizzle, what's the verdict?
Man, all I can say is, man, I don't know what to say about that situation.
No. I mean, come on now. If I was wrong, tell me I was wrong. If my client said five, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Cass. My client said five.
No, hold on,
would you please
man.
Stop harassing my client here?
No, man, hold on, man. if, I mean, real talk, now, Jizzle, where you at, Jizzle? You here with me?
Yeah.
All right, man, me and you hollering. Now, real. No, I mean, was any of the homies wrong if they smashed her after the fact? I mean, now take in mind, motherfuckers that smashed her before. Was anybody wrong after the fact? She is a stripper. She is her job. She did say fuck what he talking about.
Well, I guess if it remained confidential, I guess. I don't know.
Come on, man. You got to give me an answer, man. We need an answer to this, man.
Five, motherfucker, five.
Man ain't sick or what, man?
You say what?
This was his main chick?
I probably just give her the money, man.
It
like, oh,
it doesn't
man.
Matter. We turned him on to her. We turned
if
him
I
on
had.
To her.
Hey, man, you can't be.
Probably just give her the money, man. Wow. Tell her go on about business, man. Get a dance with somebody else.
You said give her the money and let her go dance with somebody else.
What so far? What? What?
I'm trying to make sure that's what the man said. You said just give her some money and let her go on?
Shit.
Give her my money, my hard-earned money, and not get nothing out of this?
You scared the witness, man. You scared the witness. You can't give him chases by what?
Hold on, Wick. I'm trying to understand the answer, man. I ain't trying to change his answer. I'm trying to understand the answer. Is that what you said, Jizzle?
Okay, I get what you're saying. You saying if I'm gonna give her some money at all, she need to go ahead and work for it.
I mean, no. I'm asking is you saying like, okay. Well, since your boy didn't claim to her as a woman,
yeah,
you just gonna give her some money and just be like, go head out.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey, peace is on. I respect your answer. Simon, you got one on your side.
Word.
JB, what about you, man?
Man, I don't know, man. I'll just avoid it, man. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't. I mean, shit. Fuck it. I mean, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, necessarily fuck her, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. I mean.
Come on, JB. JB, come on.
Just
man.
Say five, man. Say five, man.
All right, so now, KB, you saying if anybody in the clique fucked her after that, they was wrong, right?
No, I ain't saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying me personally, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't necessarily do it. I mean, but shit, if she going and a nigga fucked her, you know what I'm saying? You knew what your girl was about before, you know what I'm saying? You fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, so if you cuffed the hoe and she fucked one of the homies, and you knew this bitch was like that before that, shit, you shouldn't be mad, shit. You already know what it is.
Yeah, true.
For real. All
right.
Your point.
We at 1-1, Simon. What do we say about this?
I say, fuck it, it was 20 years ago.
I mean, I understand that, man, but I mean, we debated about who was right and who was wrong.
Well, hell, I'm gonna always be right. You know, in my debate, I ain't never wrong.
And I say it like Future say, ain't no way around it.
There you go. I'm gonna always
ain't no
be
way
right.
around it.
Well, let's put it for the record. I wasn't the one to fuck her. I didn't fuck her. I did not fuck her. He said, don't fuck her. I didn't touch her.
Oh,
no, I did not touch her. And he knew I didn't touch her. I did not touch her.
Well, it don't matter. she turned out to be bogus anyway. She was getting motherfuckers robbed, man. She was setting motherfuckers up.
Exactly.
I couldn't get on the list.
Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
He fell in love with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't say I was in love, but I did like her. That pussy must have been good, boy.
It was outstanding, man.
I mean, shit, she did that shit for a living, so
she got me.
Exactly.
And all of this, she got me like a muscle.
Fellas, y'all hear what this man saying?
Y'all hear this man saying
this is what she did for a living.
Man, motherfuckers went to war over pussy, man. Countries was goddamn destroyed over pussy, so, hey, I kind of understand what he went through. I wouldn't have did the shit, but I would have started a war for her ass.
I tell you that, I
would have
started a war.
You said you with her?
It would have been a street war for that motherfucker.
I
block against they block. Y'all better roll with me whether I'm right or wrong. God damn it. Okay.
I said it was over a brawl. God damn it.
Hold on, man. We got Janine in finally. Janine, what's up, baby?
Nothing.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I was just calling to say hey.
We had a lot of technical difficulty tonight.
Did you hear the conversation? She'll sound her perky self, man. That's the end.
Huh? That's the end part. The name was sleep.
I thought
that
she'll sound her perky self.
Yeah, she was sleep. But, hey, I got, I, we commend you for still calling in. Now, we just had a little conversation, and the fellas, we all... So, I mean, on behalf of the homies, I'm going to apologize to Father Time. Because the whichever homie did it shouldn't have did it. But, I mean, you do believe that too, right, Janine?
about not sleeping with your friends, the person they date.
Yeah, but she's a stripper.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah, but they hit her first.
Oh, the other guy hit her first.
Yeah. He hit her first to turn him on to her.
And
he hit it, and then he said he ain't want nobody else to hit it no more.
Why? Just tell who did it. Damn.
He had it first.
Yeah,
you being sad
enough. Now, this is from a woman's point of view. Now, the woman said you was being stingy.
You can't keep it all to yourself. He had the first. He like, shit, I had the first.
Well, then he shouldn't have gave it to me. I think if you give it away, then you're done with it.
He was sharing.
He was sharing, being nice, giving you a little taste.
He just took it.
Just a little taste, baby.
That's like, I'm sharing my vodka with you, man. I'm going to let you hit this bottle. Don't eat
that
bottle.
You're going to drink the whole bottle.
I'm just going to drink the whole bottle with you and shit. I'm just,
what?
I gave you a shot.
I'm
trying to drink
the whole. Right, like you just said, I gave you a shot of my vodka. That don't mean you drink the whole bottle.
You know what I'm saying?
Now he'll just take the bottle home with him. I'm like, hey, I'm coming around. Where the fuck the bottle go? All right, I thought, hey, I don't want you to hit this vodka no more. Like, you don't need to hit this vodka. He done put the bottle on his mantle now. The bottle, this is top shelf vodka now. But it's gold. But the thing is,
you got a top shelf like his Grey Goose, but it's really Skol Who Vodka. Ooh, not Skol. Ooh.
It was my Grey Goose, though.
But it was really Skol. It was Gordon.
That's what you saw. I saw something different.
How did something different turn out?
Shit, it wasn't nothing positive.
So it turned out to be just Skol Vodka, huh?
Yeah, it was a mistake, yeah.
Yeah, it turned out to be
Wild Irish Rules.
Damn. I don't even know what to say on that one.
Right. On that note, man, we're going to go and get ready to end this show, man. We come to the end of the show, not Wild Irish Rules. Goddamn, boy.
I really don't know what to say. Even thinking about that shit almost made me sick. Oh, my goodness.
Right. What's going down, man? Jesus, you still here with me? Okay, well, KB, you still here, dog?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, man, check it out. We do this little thing at the end of the show. We like to call our last words. You got any last words for the show, man?
Let's get it.
Hey. Hey, and no more said. Now, Janine, I know you came in at the end, and we had a lot of technical difficulties tonight, and we sorry about that. And you know, forgive us, because we know you one of the regulars. So, you got any last words?
Not really. I was just talking to people because my sister had her baby, so.
So what did she have?
She had a 10-pound boy.
10 pounds?
Ooh.
They done ripped her, that baby done ripped her in half.
Man,
she had a
sister. I was about to say, no sex for 7 weeks.
Right? God damn. 10 pounds? Well, what's the baby name?
Jaleo, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her make a page for the baby. We take them all in Sin City. We know you're gonna be a little bad motherfucker. It's your nephew, so shit. He coming out the womb talking about I taste pussy.
Hey, hold
he
it,
come
hold
out the
moon,
somebody
give you the finger on the page.
Right. He come out the room talking about, I taste pussy, I want more.
Ah, which pussy.
All right, Wick, you got any last words, dog?
You know, always, SimCity.Foods.com, fellas. Once again, see y'all Wednesday.
All right, that's what's up, that's what's up. Tom, any last words, big homie?
Sure, man. Thank everybody for calling in, man. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. All that good shit. Go to SimCity.Foods.com and archive the show. That's what we do. Fellas, make sure y'all call in tomorrow, man. I got your music on deck.
All right, that's a bit. Appreciate y'all for having me. You know what I mean?
All right, man. Like I said, man, call in tomorrow, man. We're going to have that music queued up. Everybody else, hey, you know what they say. God bless and good night. Peace.